Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, we're going to be talking about a really fun topic for me. It seems to have been what I consistently was working on in 2021 with regards to myself. And so what it has been is the word triggers. And trigger has been a big word for me in 2021, where there was just things that would come to light. And I would be like, oh, my God, that was so rude. That really hurt my feelings. And come to find out, you know, that emotional response that I had was basically a map to me finding out where did I leave a part of myself. And so I'm going to give an example. I had a family member. She basically was pretty aggressive and rude to me, and it completely shattered me this year. And then I was, you know, my normal reaction is like, okay, you're mean, rude, that really hurts. And so I kind of went within, and my ego popped up and was like, oh, this is BS, you know, whatever my ego said, right? And so after that, when I was ready and my ego kind of simmered down, I was like, okay, what are you showing me? So that's obvious, right? When someone's acting a certain way, I guess for some people, we've learned over the last, you know, however many years, that when we have an experience, it's pretty much a map to us finding out on like why we had that experience and to really own up to that experience, which was hard for me to do because it's very easy to step into the, I'm a victim of your actions and you're rude and you're annoying or whatever it is that I felt. Okay, well, no, thank you for the triggers. Thank you for the way you were, because you showed me where I was feeling some similarities to what you were saying towards myself. Now, what a major thing to take on, which is to take on the responsibility of like, no, something's not right here. This is something within me. So first of all, very important is learning to speak my truth and learning to stand up and say like, no, it's not okay to be treated a certain way. And number two, when I looked deeper, for me, there were some triggers. You know, what was the emotion I was feeling when that was said to me? And what was being said to me? I had to step into that too, which was really ugly, you know? And when I looked in, it was like, no, this is actually a mirror of how I was feeling about myself. And again, super easy to be a victim and to just stay there. But I was kind of like done with this whole thing that's probably played out my whole life. And I said, I needed to get to the bottom of this. I need to figure this out. And so when I took ownership of my experience and said, no, this is being shown to me for a reason, is where the healing began. And the trigger was showing me the clues. Okay. And that seems to have been the theme for 2021, is triggers. Okay. And thank you for all the people that triggered me. And thank you for all the emotional responses that I had experienced. And thank you to my gut instinct, you know, that shows me things and tells me things, but sometimes I don't pay attention. And so for 2021, it's been a very beautiful, intense, sad experience with lots of lessons. And so I thank 2021 for the growth opportunities that I've had. I've gone through a lot, you know, and I think a lot of us as humanity or any living being on planet Earth right now has been going through some intense times. A lot of people lost people, like I lost my dad in 2021. So that's been really intense for me. But also there's been a lot of inner work that's happened for a bunch of us as well. And so in 2022, it'll be interesting to see what is going to be on the table for us to work on. But when it comes to these triggers, man, I know there's much more to the story than to step into and be the victim of like, oh, hey, this person did this or said this. No, there's something more in there. And so in stepping into wanting to get to the bottom of like, why are you annoying to me or why are you upsetting me? There's a beautiful lesson underneath it all. And then there's some healing that can happen for me. So that's pretty much what has been happening with 2021. I wish you guys a very beautiful 2022, a happy, healthy, abundant, loving time. Remember, you're beautiful inside and out. Much love, guys.